We started discussing differences between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos. We pointed out the Chiddush of Egleikal in Chav Gimel Beis, where the Egleikal mentions the Machlokis Rishonim in terms of the definition of Kli Rishon. Based on the Yerushalmi in Perakira, in Halacha Hey, the Yerushalmi seems to indicate that Kli Rishon is only in a case of Kol Sheha or Mahalech Tavto, only the utensil which is actually on the fire itself. That is considered to be Kli Rishon. In other words, a Kli Rishon which is in fact Al Gabei Ha'esh. And Egleikal pointed out that that would appear from the Rambam Shita as well. Because the Rambam, when he speaks about the Kli Rishon which is Shelo Gabei Ha'esh, the Rambam does so much later in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Chaf Beis, Bahadei Hashvusim. And also the Rambam writes that Lo Yitein the Tochel Tavlin, Lo Yitein, Egleikal points out, perhaps is indicative of an issa d'rabbanan, but not necessarily that one is chayiv midaraisa. And therefore, this possibility of the real Kli Rishon midaraisa is only when the bishul occurs al gabei ha'esh, literally as part of the cooking process. Egleikal comments that we assume halacha as the shita saran, that this is not true, even if you have a Kli Rishon which is husar mi'ha'esh, as long as it's capable of further bishul of yatzaletisba, in such a case, that in fact is considered to be bishul daraisa, and this was the comment of the Bir Hagran Yerodei and Simen Kufay as well. This is in terms of what we know of a Kli Rishon. Kli Sheni, we discussed the sugya daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us in such an instance, generally speaking, that Kli Sheni was Enom of Ashel. And the examples that the Gemara gives are cases of Shemen, Yayin, in Tavlin. However, the Mishnah in the end of Shabbos, Nav Kuf Mem Hey Amud Beis, discusses the noted exception of when it comes to cases of Kalei Bishul. In that case, the Gemara tells us, Hadachasan Zuhi Gemar Malavton, even in cases where normally speaking we wouldn't allow for any possibility of Bishul, this is not true when it comes to cases of Kali HaBishul. And even though the Mishnah only mentions two examples of Kali HaBishul, nonetheless, already there is a Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Mem Beis Mad Beis discusses the possibility of Melech. What exactly is the Halach of Melech? Here, the Gemara quotes a Braisa Mem Beis Mad Beis of Tani Rav Chia that tells us that Melech Eino Kitavlin, that one does not assume that Melech simply is a form of Tavlin, where the Gemara said earlier there is Bishul in Kli Rishon, but there is no Bishul in a Kli Sheni. What exactly does that Braisa mean, that Tani Rav Chia, that Melech Eino Kitavlin? There the Gemara has two different Lashonos in opposite directions. According to the Lishna Kama, the Braisa means that Melech is quite chamor, that there's a possibility of Bishul even in Kli Sheni when it comes to salts. That's the Lishna Kama of understanding this Braisa of Tani Rav Chia, that Melech eino ketavlin. And then the Gemara continues and daf Mem Beis Mem Beis and quotes the Lishna Basra, the opposite extreme, and that is that even B'Kli Rishon Nami, there is no considered Bishul in that particular case. Two extreme deos, and daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, whether the exception of Melech is considered to be L'chumra, or whether in fact it's considered to be L'kula. These are a couple of deos in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches in Sif Tes. The Gerdeya that the Mechaber quotes is the Lishna Basra, that this is the Kula, that there are exceptions of Melech when it comes to Kli Rishon, in a case of a Kli Rishon which is Shelo al Gabei Ha'esh. We'll have to discuss this more halach l'maisa in later Shiurim. What about salts Bizman Hazeh? Are they already subject to Bishul, or one could mention the principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? But the reason the Sugya of Melech is something which is so critical is because of the comment of the Yireim. The Gemara has two days, Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra, whether in fact there is any Bishul of Melech in Kli Sheni, or whether there is not. But yet it's not mentioned in the Mishnah as part of Kali HaBishul, so therefore the Yireim writes that apparently you see that Mishnah never intended to be an exhaustive list of Kali HaBishul, but rather examples, and there must be even Machalim Nosafim that Al-Pidin are considered to be within that category of Kali HaBishul. And therefore the Yireim goes the next step and argues that perhaps this is true of Pas as well, even though Pas is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but that is a further example of Kali HaBishol. And that's exactly that Chiddush we saw in the Mordechai in Shin Beis, the Chiddush of the Yireim that Yesh Bishol Achar Hafia. And since this is true, one has to be concerned with putting something which is a Dover HaAfui into a hot liquid, which will be capable of kicking it up to Yad Salerisbo, even though this isn't a klisheini. Chiddush number one, that Yesh Bishol Achar Hafia. And Chiddush number two, that one has to be concerned that perhaps Pas is considered to be Kali HaBishol as well. We discussed the Chiddush of Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah, being Chai Yishvor, the Shita Sireim, concerned that something must min hastam be Kali HaBishol unless there is a Raya Berurah that this is not the case, and the Ha'ara of the Chazon Ish, that empirically it's possible to determine whether something is considered to be Kali HaBishol or whether it is not. Those things were, generally speaking, the Bishol process is a quick one. When it comes to Pas and Beitzim as an example, then the possibility this is Kali HaBishol, but as we'll see in the later Shiurim, not necessarily true when it comes to other such cases. Good? So the distinction between Kli Rishon as opposed to cases of Kli Sheni and the possibility of the expanded Kale HaBishon. In terms of this difference, Tosus discusses in Daf Mem Amud Beis that the Gemara tells us that there is Bishol and Kli Rishon. Generally speaking, no Bishol and Kli Sheni. What exactly is the difference between them? This again never spelled out explicitly in the Gemara, but Tosus simply writes the following. Without the sugya, maybe would have said that irrespective of Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni, maybe the sole factor should be is whether it will allow the substance to reach Yad Saledesmo. But Tosus says that certainly is not the case. If a Kli Sheni is in a Mavasha, that means despite the fact that it's capable of allowing that object to become Yad Saledesmo. Why then should there be a difference between the two? So Tosus says the difference is in the following. When it comes to a Kli Rishon, in that case, Dufanos Mechamamos, there the Dof and HaKli contributes to the act of Bishol itself, because its heat is intense. Unlike the case of a Kli Sheni, there Dufanos Mikaros, and in such a case, that's where a Kli Sheni is Eino Mevasho. Clearly the difference that Tosos comments of Dufanos Mechamos, Dufanos Karos, Lechora, are relevant for a Dovrlach. After all, you'll pour the Dovrlach into this Kli, and it obviously takes the form, the shape of the Kli, and therefore, whether Dufanos Mechamos or Mekaros is certainly going to impact on the temperature of that object. But what about when it comes to a Dovrgush? Something which is a solid, you're putting a solid, a potato or a piece of meat on a plate, and therefore if you're going to put something else on that food item, there are no defanos that are involved. It's being placed directly on that piece of meat, on that potato, al-pidin. Is that considered to be a Kli Rishon, or is that Kli Sheni? This is not the plate, the container in which the meat or the potato was cooked, was prepared. Now you're switching it over to a plate, but really is that relevant? This again depends on the nuance in Tosus. If you will have that case, you don't have Dufanos Mechamamos, but neither do you have Dufanos Mikaros. There are no Dufanos. The substance is being placed directly on that item, which is not surrounded by Dufanos. If one should assume that Dufanos Mechamamos are necessary to label something as a Kli Rishon, then in this case, you don't have that. If you'll argue the opposite, that Dufanos Mikaros are necessary to render this a Kli Sheni, that is not found as well. So is there a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni when it comes to a Dovar Gush? So this is the Chiddush that the Marshal discusses in Yamshal Shlomo. It's found in Chulin, in Perek Zayin Simen Mem Dalit. This is quoted by the Shach in Yerodeya, in Simen Kufay in Sivkot and Ches, where the Marshal writes that it's only when it comes to that which pours, that type of Dovar Lach, where one can distinguish in Kli Rishon as opposed to Kli Sheni. If it's a Dovar Gush, so in such a case, then Dino Kli Rishon. And even if this piping hot piece of meat is now placed on a plate, and it was not cooked in that plate, but nonetheless putting oil or another liquid substance, for example, on that meat, that will all depend on whether that liquid is going to reach Yad Saledesmo. If it reaches Yad Saledesmo, then that is considered to be real Bishol, despite the fact that it is no longer contained in the Kli in which it was cooked. That's the chiddush of the Marshal. When it comes to a Dover Gush, you don't find that distinction between Kli Rishon as opposed to the case of Kli Sheni. As mentioned, this is explicitly against the Rama, because the Rama Yerodea found first in Simen Sadi Dalid in Siv Zayin, and later in Simen Kupay Siv Gimel. The Rama mentions this distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, even in discussing a Dover Gush. But yet that's the possibility of the Marshal, L'chumra, that one should assume a Dover Gush, that Dino is Kekli Rishon. So one har is the following. This is a great chiddush of the Marshal. After all, when the Gemara mentions the differences between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, the Gemara does not explicitly state this critical difference of a Dover Lach as opposed to a Dover Gush. And the Rama, in his examples, you see, clearly disagrees with this chiddush of the Marshal. However, even the further possibility, the Marshal in Chulin Perek Zayin is not talking about Bishul B'Shabbos. There, the Marshal is talking about Lechora, a similar Isser, and that is Bishul as a process of Belia. If items are heated, now one will affect, one will impact, one will absorb, and therefore there is a Belia, and that is relevant for areas of Isser V'Heter. Machalos Asuros, Bosa B'Cholov, is A Bolea into B. That's the chiddush that the Marshal writes, that if you have a Dover Gush, in such an instance there is Blia, even if now it is resting on a plate other than the Kli in which it was cooked. However, is this necessarily relevant to Hilchos Shabbos? So this is the Ha'ara of Prima Gadim. It's found in Yerodei Simen Sadi Dalet, in Mishpat Zav Sivkotin Yudalet. And this is also the comment of the Nesivos that's found in the Chavos Das, in the end of the Yerodea, Simen Kufei Sivkotin Tesvav, that perhaps even the Chumra of the Marshal is limited to areas of Blias Isser V'Heter, but not necessarily when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos. After all, when you're talking about areas of Isser V'Heter, so then the question simply is there Blia or is there not? We know when it comes to areas of Isser V'Heter, Blia can take many different forms. Kavosh is Kemavosho. Maliach is Keroseach. That certainly is not true when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. We don't assume that Malicha is an act of Bishul B'Shabbos. Kavosh is not Mevashel B'Shabbos. That's because when it comes to Isser V'Heter, the simple question is whether there is an impact that A has on B, whether there is Blia. Mashenkin, when it comes to Shabbos, there we require Derech Bishul. Perhaps one could argue the following Chiddush, that a Kli Sheni, even when it comes to Dover Gush, is not considered to be Derech Bishul. I understand when you're talking about the pot in which that Dover Gush is cooked. However, in this case, when it is transferred onto a plate, and now something comes in contact with that Dover Gush, is that considered to be Derech Bishul, that we should assume that this is Bishul B'Shabbos? And therefore, perhaps, even the Marshal, even if we accept the Chumra of the Yamshel Shlomo, it's only in areas of Isser V'Heter, but not in other cases. This is an important Ta'ara. This will be explicit in the Rishonim. When it comes to the sugya that we'll see of Irui, to what extent one can glean from Machalos Asuros to Bishul B'Shabbos. But this is already the Ara Prima Gadim and Chavos Das in our context, that number one, whether you accept the Chumra of the Marshal, number two, whether the Marshal is at all relevant for Dine Shabbos, or whether it's only when it comes to Blias Isser V'Heter. The Magen Avram does cite this Chiddush of the Marshal in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches and Ar Simen Sivkotin Mem Hei, and the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches and Sivkotin Samach Hei, quotes the Chumra Samarshal even when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos. When it comes to Dover Gush, one must be concerned with the Malach of Mevashel, because after all, there are no Defanos Mekaros. That is critical. Not just simply creation has Defanos that are Mechamamos, but in order to render Kli Sheni, it means that now the Bishul is clearly being reduced because the Dofen HaKli, that you do not have in a Dover Gush, and therefore the Chumra even when it comes to Shabbos as well. So this is what we'll have to discuss. The applications of the Chumra of Yamshel Shlomo when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos. a further issue, and that is the distinction of the Gemara between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. That, as he mentioned, is explicit in the Gemara. And Tosos says, very mistaber, Defanos Machamamos as opposed to Defanos Mikaros. What about a concept of a Kli Shlishi? What happens if there is a further transfer? That certainly is something that is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. And one could argue that the reason for its omission is because there is no distinction at all between a Kli Sheni as opposed to Kli Rishon. If one asks, what's the difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi? If you ask, what is the difference between Rishon and Sheni, you understand very well. According to the Yerushalmi, perhaps the Rambam Shita, Kli Rishon means the Bishul process is going, it's continuing, it's Mamash Al Gabe Eish. There's a world of difference between that as opposed to something which is Shlo Gabe Eish, where the heat is simply being retained. And even if you sin like Rov Rishonim, Kli Rishon does not require that it still be Al Gabe Eish, but you still have the factor of Defanos Mechamamos. Mashenk, when it comes to a Kli Sheni, that certainly is not true. The difference between Kli Sheni as opposed to Kli Shlishi, why should that make a difference? The fact that somehow you have transferred to another Kli, that should render a clear difference between Kli Sheni as opposed to Kli Shlishi. So one could argue very simply that of course the Gemara doesn't mention that further distinction because the critical factor is whether Mechamamos, Mekaros, no difference between Kli Sheni as opposed to Kli Shlishi at all. The one who mentions this possibility, and again, not in a definitive sense, but already the possibility that true, the Gemara comments that there are certain factors that are usher in a Kli Sheni, but perhaps that doesn't apply to Kli Shlishi, that's the comment of the Prima Gondim. Prima Gondim is found in the Eish El Avram, in Shin Yud Ches, in Sifkoton Lamed Hei, the possibility that even those areas where we are concerned, Kali Bishul, and therefore is Bishul a Kli Sheni, perhaps if that is reduced a further stage to Kli Shlishi, that would not be the case. The Mishnah Brura cites this Chiddush of the Prima Gadim. Mishnah Brura is found in Shin Yud Ches and Sifkot Mem Zayin, that of a Kli Shlishi, Mitzadei Tapri Migadim Lohakel. The Prima Gadim himself quotes the Bach, where the Bach writes explicitly that there is no difference between Kli Sheni as opposed to Kli Shlishi. And interestingly, that Yireim that we saw earlier, right, the Yireim that the Mordechai cites in Shin Beis, if you look in the Sefer Yireim itself, there the Yireim makes this point as well, that there is no difference between Kli Sheni as opposed to that which is a Kli Shlishi. After all, there's no Mekar in the Gemara, and even Misvara. Why should there be a difference between the Defanos Mekaros of Kli Sheni and that which is in a Kli Shlishi? The Chazon Ish also assumes in Simenon Beis and Sifkot Yotef that Meikar Hadin there should not be a difference between a Kli Sheni as opposed to a Kli Shlishi. That which is forbidden a Kli Sheni, namely Kali Habishul, that also is usher in a Kli Sheni. However, the Chazon Ish writes the following. Perhaps the possibility of Kli Shlishi can be a sniff lahakim. Something which mi'ikar hadin is going to be usher in a Kli Sheni. We are not going to allow that to be done in a Kli Shlishi. However, if arkpeda, even in a Kli Sheni, is only l'chumra ba'alma, so in such a case, then the tziruf of Kli Shlishi, that in fact would be allowed. So, for example, the Chazon Ish writes, if you have something which is explicit, that those items are in the category of Kali Habishul, where it's clear from the Gemara that that is considered to be capable, subject to Bishul, even in Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi is not going to help. So the Mishnah gives us some of those cases. Meliach HaYasham, Kali Yosei Hispanin, those are Kali Habishul. However, the Chumra of the Arayim, that one has to be concerned about putting pas, a davra afui, into a Kli Sheni. So the Chazon Ish points out that's a chumra gabi chumra. Number one, you have to assume that pas is considered to be kali habishul. Number two is you have to assume the shita seirim against the view of the Raviyah, the Yireim who maintains that yesh bishul achrafiyah. So if already the shita itself is not mikar hadin, but rather a chumrah, the possibility that passes kali abishal, together with the assumption that bishal achrafi is usur against the shita's ravia, so that's the chiddush that the Chazon Ish writes, that is only in a klisheni and not in a klishlishi. After all, to forbid that in a klishlishi, right, that would be a chumra gabi chumra gabi chumra. So therefore the Chazon Ish writes, in that example, we'll see other cases as well, we discussed it in Halacha Lamaisa, something which is not me'ikar hadin, then one can argue that perhaps in a klishlishi there is no chumra ba'alma. For example, the pot in which the soup is cooking is a kli rishon. We'll have to discuss the status, for example, of the ladle. A ladle, depending on its heat, at times can be called a kli sheni, at times kli rishon. Assuming, let's say, you're dealing with a cold ladle, that's a kli sheni. So therefore, the soup bowl itself is kli shlishi. So therefore, the Chazon Ish writes, no need to be machmer for that chiddush that the Mordechai quotes in Shin Beis of the Shita Seireim, that passes kali abishal and in bishal achrafia. In that instance, then it would be mutter. Rav Moshe just writes a similar chiddush. It's found in Igros Moshe, or Achaim in Chelek Dalid, Simin Ayin Dalid, Sivkotin Tezvav, regarding tea. We'll have to discuss to what extent is tea considered to be the tea leaves. Is that Kali Abishal? After all, the Gemara tells us that Mayim, Shemen are not Kali Abishal. What about tea leaves? Are they considered to be Kali Abishal or are they not? This is a further example of the expanded form of Kali Abishal, obviously not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah Gemara. There Rav Moshe assumes as well, if indeed that this may not even be Kali Abishal, so therefore one lechumra will forbid in a klisheni, but Rav Moshe writes, by example, that this will be mutter in a klishlishi. Not all poskim agree, but that's just a further application. If there is a suffix as to whether this is indeed considered to be Kali Habishal, so the possibility of allowance in a klishlishi, but something which is really aser, Mikar Hadin, so in such case, to follow the Chiddush of Yireim, the Chiddush of the Bach, that what is aser in klisheni is aser in a klishlishi as well. The Chai Adam suggests a very great Chiddush. This is found in Klal Chav of Shabbos in Simen Dalet, where the Chai Adam suggests that it's explicit in the Gemara that there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, as we've discussed. And Tosus was already bothered. Why should there be a difference? After all, shouldn't the Koveya be just simply temperature? No? Is it sufficiently hot or is it not sufficiently hot? So Tosus says, no, you have to factor in Tefanos Mechamos, Tefaros Mekanaros, and therefore if Tefanos Mekaros, despite the fact that it's Yatza Letesfo, generally speaking, Kli Sheni is incapable of Bishul. The Chai Adam writes a fantastic Chiddush, but he writes, it's Mefurish in the Rambam, as we'll soon see, and that is, this is all true when it comes to Yatza Letesfo. After all, as we discussed, Yatza Letesfo means that there is a measure, a degree of heat, your hand would recoil if it comes in contact with it. If something is merely Yad Saled Espo, then it's mistaber to assume, as the Chai Adam writes, that Defanos Mekaros is a relevant measure. After all, you're not dealing with something that is scalding hot, and therefore, if it is simply merely just Yad Saled Espo, then one could argue Yad Saled Espo, Defanos Mekaros, that is incapable of Bishul. However, let's assume something is Roseach. Let's assume something is Yad Nichfezbo. Something is scalding hot. If your hand is underneath it, it will burn. Not just simply, it will cause your hand to recoil. In such a case, there the Chai Adam writes, that is Bishul Daraisa, and that is true even in Klisheni. If something is Yad Nichfezbo, what difference does it make? Whether it's Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, you're going to argue that this is incapable of Bishul when it's scalding, when it's burning one's hand. So that's the Chiddush of Chai Adam. That piece in the Chai Adam in Klal Chav refers you to the lengthier comments he has in the Binas HaAdam, where the Chai Adam even goes a step further, a further Chiddush, and that is that perhaps Yad Nichfes Bo is the real Din Daraisa. Yad Soledes Bo is only a Din Derabanan. First, the Chayad Amrais Yad Nichfes Bo is always forbidden. How can you say that's not capable of Bishul? And then in the Binas Adam, the following possibility, Yad Soledes Bo is a Gzeira Derabanan Otu Yad Nichfes Bo. If it is already hot to a degree that your hand will retract, it will recoil, then already midrabanan, we'll consider that to be a form of bishul. And that's why Defanos Machamos and Defaros Makaros are relevant, because you're dealing with that gzeira drabanan. But the real din daraisa is yad nichfes ba. A very great chiddush. If this is true, this could be helpful of what we discussed earlier. After all, the possibility of ein bishul achar bishul when it comes to mayim. Why should that be true? You can't just simply say that the consideration of nizbatol bishul harishon is irrelevant, because we saw from our Gemara that's wholly relevant. When it comes to mateches, when it comes to kofer, one must assume even when it comes to mayim lo nizbatol bishul harishon. The difficulty mentioned is the following. If you're dealing with roschim, I understand. If you're dealing with yad soledes bo, is that really in fact true? So again, in that context, if the Chayadam is correct, a very great Kiddush, Yad Nichfes Bo, that really is the Din Daraisa. Yad Soledes Bo is only a Gzeira Drabonim. There must be some Makor for this, no? As reasonable as it is, that if something is scalding hot, Tefanos Makaros really makes such a difference. But Mehechateisi, where do you see that this is true? So the Chayadam writes this as Mufurash in the Rambam, and the Rambam is quoting Yerushalmi. The Rambam is not found at all in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Maaser. In Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav, in the Yerushalmi, is found in Perek Aleph of Maaseros. The Rambam tells us, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Maaser, if you have peros that adayin on nigra malachtam, the Gemar Malacha did not yet occur. Good, the pre was picked from the tree, but yet it was not processed in any way. So mutter lechomehem arai. Koshub shat, it's not really tevel daraisa. After all, that requires gemar malacha. When it comes to tfua, miruach, rias pnei habayis. So peiro shadai lo nigra malachton, mutter lechomehem arai. The Rambam continues, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. What is koveh when it comes to maestros? When do we assume that this is already considered to be gemar malacha? In which case, achilas arai is forbidden. So the Rambam writes that echod mi shisha dvarim koveh la maestros. There could be six different factors that are koveh gemar malacha when it comes to maestros. That at this point we'll argue this is tevel, that it's forbidden for any achila, even achilas arai. So, for example, the Rambam writes, habayis, if already the tefuah is brought into the house. Or v'ha'esh, or if it is heated. Or the Rambam writes, melach, if it is salted. If something is processed, it's already considered to be gemar malacha, and then it is forbidden even b'achilas arai. So then the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav. What about this case of Eish? When do we assume this is true? That this is considered to be a Gemar Malacha that's Koveya, the Chiyuva of Maestros. So here the Rambam writes that Eino Mizbasha B'Klisheni. If it's just a Klisheni, that is not what I called Eish, because a Klisheni isn't capable of Bishul. Then the Rambam adds this line. However, v'im haya cham b'yoseh, if, however, it is exceedingly hot, k'dei shichves hayad, it would burn your hand. So the Rambam writes, in such a case, lo yitein atochan, one is not allowed to take, for example, a tavshil and put it into that shemen, because after all, that shemen is already processed, and now it's already nikva, for maestros. So the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that Eish is koveya, And the Rambam writes the following, that will exclude a case of klisheni, because klisheni is enim of ashel. However, if it is yad nichfes bo, so in such a case, that already is capable of bishul, at least in order to determine that this is considered to be gemar malacha. This is the chiddush of the chayadam based on this Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah cites this Risha Chayadim in two places. Mishnah Berurah cites this in Shin Yud Ches and Sivkot and Mem Ches, the Chumra of Yad Nichfes Bo. Mishnah Berurah cites this later in Shin Yud Ches, in the Siman of Borer, in the Bir Halacha and Siv Dalit, the Ramas Chol Chayim. Mishnah Berurah cites this Chiddush, if Yad Nichfes Bo, so in such a case, that's it. That's going to be forbidden, even in klisheni. It's interesting, of all the possible places where the Mishnah Berurah could mention this chiddush, after all, this is a very great chiddush, no? Basically, it means that the kulas of klisheni are only when it comes to Yad Tzeledes Vo, not when it comes to Yad Nichves Vo, right? It's going to very, very much limit anything which is allowed in a klisheni. Of all the potential places where the Mishnah Berurah could have mentioned this chiddush to us, he does so in those two different places. What is significant about that? What is the context? Number one, the following. The first, the Mishnah Berurah Shin Yud Ches, is referring to the case of placing pas in a klisheni. Our case of Bishul Achar Afiyah. The assumption of the Yireim that pas is Kali HaBishul. And in that context, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and be aware of the Chayadam, that if it's Yad Nichfes Bo Klisheni, it's not going to help. The context is similar in that Bir Halach in Shin Yud Ches. There, the Bir Halach is discussing Bitzalim, onions, garlic, that even if one is exposing them to a heat source in a klisheni, nonetheless, one has to be concerned. Because if it's really Yad Nichfes Bo, right, this chiddush of the Chayada. In both contexts, the Mishnah Berurah is discussing cases of Kali HaBishul. Right, in Shin Yud Ches, that pas may very well be Kali HaBishul, and there's Bishul in a klisheni. And in Shin Yud Ches, that Bitzalim also may consider to be Kali Bishul. It's just an interesting ha'ara that in this context, Mishnah Berurah quotes, right, the Chumra of the Chayadam. Why do I emphasize this point? Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayadam not independently, but as a further tziruf for the chshash of Kali HaBishul. In other words, Mishnah Berurah is dealing with something that might be usher in a klisheni. Kali HaBishul forbidden klisheni. And we have some ambiguity as to what are Kali HaBishul. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that onions or lechem may be Kali HaBishul. And there the Mishnah Berurah writes, and bear in mind the sheet of the Chayadam. Perhaps, as an important deal in the Mishnah Berurah, one could argue as follows. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention this throughout Shin Yud Ches. When, for example, the Mechaber tells us that when it comes to certain cases, Tavlin, Mayim, Shemen, there's no Bishon Klisheni, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't add, however, be mindful of the sheet of the Chayadam, that if it's Yad Nichfes, well, of course it's Aser. The Mishnah Berurah only mentions the chiddush of the Chayadam when, independent of the Chayadam, there are grounds to forbid because of Kali Bishul. So that's an important ta'ara. That even though the Mishnah Berurah cites the Chayadam, not as an independent osir, but a further reason to forbid something that could, in fact, be osir on its own. Right? Those of you who learn Mishnah Berurah, you know, Mishnah Berurah very often works with Ben the Kula, Ben the Chumra, Tzirif HaShitos. No? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayadam as Tziruf Hashitos. Now, in dealing with cases where there are grounds to forbid independent of that, when it comes to something which would obviously be mutter in a klisheni, there you don't find the Mishnah Berurah making that comment, but don't forget the chumrah of the Chayadam regarding Yad Nichpeis. Similar to what we just discussed earlier in the name of the Chazon Ish, in that very same piece, in Simenon Beis, in Sivkat Yates, the Chazon Ish writes that the Stima Saposkim is not like the Sheet of the Chayadah. After all, if this Chiddush is really true, you would have expected that this should be explicit. Sometimes the Stima Saposkim, omission is the greatest Ryan, that you don't find Yad Nichpeis Bo mentioned in the earlier Makoros. Aside from that, Rambam, as we mentioned. And here also, the Chazon Ish writes, as we mentioned earlier, that Ein Lahachmer Ela B'Kli Sheni V'lo B'Kli Shlishi. Again, Kli Shlishi, independently, we are not going to be Mekel. But if you're dealing with that which is only B'Toras Chumra to start with, the Chumra V'Yireim that passes Yad Nichpeis Bo, coupled with the chumrah of bishlach rafia, then one can invoke kli shlishi. So the Chazon Ish writes that even if one is chayish for the chumrah of chayadam, kli sheni, but not in a case of kli shlishi. This Rambam that the chayadam mentions, that the Rambam is explicit, yad nichpeis bo is considered to be forbidden, even though eino mizbasha b'kli sheni. And that Rambam, Gimel Tezvav, the Radvaz already raises discussion. The Radvaz writes that apparently you see from this Rambam that Ikula Medok, Mashma Dafilu Klisheni Mavasho. Seems from the Rambam here that a Klisheni is capable of Bishul. Because the Rambam seems to say Klisheni is not capable of Bishul if it's Yad Zalerezbo, but not if it's Yad Nechbezbo. So immediately the Radvaz says, but Vanan Kaimalon, the Sugim Shabbos Nafmem, the Suyachun Dav Kuvdalid, that a Kli Sheni is Eimav Hashem. The Radvaz already raises this difficulty, no? The Rambam here is so explicit. Yad Nichpeis Bo, even in Kli Sheni, this is not found in Hilcha Shabbos. And the Sugis and Shabbos write that Min Hastam Kli Sheni is Eimav Hashem. How can that be? So Radvaz has two important truths. Number one is the following. When the Rambam here writes cliché, maybe it doesn't really mean cliché. Sounds a little bit dochuk, but perhaps not really. Perhaps the Kavanas HaRambam is klirishon shelo al gabi ha'esh. When the Rambam here writes that eno mizvasha but cliché, he doesn't mean the klisheni that we think of in klisheni, the fanos makaros. It means kli rishon shelo al gabi ha'esh. So if it's a kli rishon shelo al gabi ha'esh, what does that mean? The Rambam is telling us this halacha. You take a boiling hot pot of food off of the fire, so it's no longer al gabi ha'esh, but it's still yad nichpeis bo. Then there's a possibility of vishnu. But in a klisheni, where mamish defanos makaros, echateisin. The Gemara says a klisheni is eno mevasho. The reason why I mentioned that this possibility in the Rambam, right, is not right, something which is dochuk, reading into the words of the Rambam radically, is because of what we began with. That ha'ara of Degleitao. What is the definition of a klirishon according to the Rambam Shita? See, according to Rov Rishonim, that you assume that Kli Rishon is something which is Yad Saletus, but even Shalal Gabi Ha'esh. So it's very misleading that someone should call this a Kli Sheni if it's not a Kli Sheni at all. But if you maintain the Shita of the Yerushalmi and the Diyuk of the Gleital, that this is the Rambam Shita, Because the Rambam forbids a kli, which is shalom al gabi ha'esh. The Rambam does that in Perach HaBeizev HaChashavis. The Rambam says, lo'yitein, meaning that the Rambam really understood that midinat ha'gemara, the kli rishon, is a kli rishon ha'gabi ha'esh, that the bissel process continues. Then it is not dochuk to assume that when the Rambam writes here a kli sheni, he means a kli rishon shalom gabi ha'esh. Because this is not a kli rishon according to the Rambam Shita. And therefore, one could argue that the only case the Rambam is coming to avoid is taking something directly off of the fire. That's mamish, piping hot, yad nichvesvo. That will not have kulas of a normal kli sheni. However, if it's literally kli sheni, defanos mekaros, maybe even with the Rambam there is no chumrav yad nichvesvo. That's the first tara of the Radvaz. So Rava just mentions perhaps the Rambam here means kli rishon shel gabi ha'esh, just our additional ha'ara, that when you see how the Rambam defines kli rishon, right, this is a very legitimate teretz. It's not something which is so dachuk to say that the Rambam really means by a kli sheni what we would call, right, a kli rishon. The Rambam doesn't call that a kli rishon. Then the Radvaz in the second teretz writes what seems to be the posh edition. And that is that one cannot equate Bishul B'Shabbos to those halachos that are koveya achaloshem tevel, kfiyas ha-maiser. Kfiyas ha-maiser is dependent on gemar malacha, processing. The Rambam says there are six things that are koveya for maiseros. Gimel gimel. The Rambam writes, Rias Pnei Abayis is koveya, Melech is koveya. So here you understand very well. If when it comes to cases of kviyas onas ha-maisros, the chaloshim tevo, it's not exclusive bishul. It's bishul as a form of processing, but other forms of processing are sufficient as well. Salting, for example. Then it's very mistaber, as the Rambam writes, that you can have cases where it's yad nichvesbo, where since the item is sufficiently processed, that is called gemar malacha, and therefore there's a chaloshim tevel. But mehechatesi, that's relevant to bishul b'shabbes. Bishul b'shabbes where the maisa bishul, mleches machsheves, derech bishul is necessary. That doesn't apply to klisheni. Klisheni is not the derech bishul. Regardless of how hot the item in fact will become. When you want to cook something, you don't do it in that fashion. You don't cook in the klisheni, even if in fact the item will become quite hot. So the fact that the Rambam quotes yad nichvesbo, but only in the context of onas maisros, in such a case the Radvaz writes, is no raya at all to dinei Shabbos. Because the koveh of maisros is gemar malacha. And therefore, yad nichvesbo is no worse than rias pnei abayis, no worse than melach. In such a case, one cannot glean. That's Boshav Shat in the Rishonim. That they didn't think that this Rambam or that Yerushalmi in Maestros is relevant to our issue of kli rishon and kli sheni. A further issue, and this is where the Rishonim discuss explicitly the right of comparing Shabbos to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula is when it comes to the sugya of Iroi. We've discussed Kli Rishon capable of Bishul, Mashen Kein generally speaking when it comes to a case of a Kli Sheni. What about a case of Iroi? If something is poured from the Kli Rishon on top of those Ochlin, Tavlin, what is the status of Iroi? The Mishnah we've been discussing, that Mishnah Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, it tells us the following: that if you have ha'ilfis v'ha'kedera shehavira min rusachim, if you have the pot itself in which the food was cooked, the kli rishon shehavira min rusachim, which is still piping hot, but it's lo gabi ha'esh, that's where the Mishnah tells us lo itin atocho tavlin. You can't place spices in that. But the Mishnah continues, Avonosenu l'tocha ka'ara u'l'tocha tamchli. As Rashi explains, Tavlin will become cooked in a Kli Rishon, but not in Kli Sheni. And therefore, those are the two examples the Mishnah gives us. It is forbidden in Kli Rishon, it is allowed in a Kli Sheni. So Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, Ramaschal Aval, begins the lengthy discussion of Iruin. Tosfos says, Mehacha leka lemeida leiruin, that one cannot glean as to the status of Iruin from this Mishnah, because as Tosfos comments, you have opposing diukim of the Reisha and the Seifa. If one would solely judge based on the Reisha, perhaps he would argue the following, that the Reisha says that when do we assume there is Bishul? Only ha'ilfas va'akadera, in the Kli Rishon Mamish. And if one was medayik from the Reisha, that would imply that Irui is mutter. You can't place the Tavlin in the ilfas or the kadera, but perhaps pouring from the kadera onto the Tavlin, maybe that's not Bishul at all. But Tosfos says, if that's the case, then you run into the opposite diuk when it comes to the Sefer. Because when the Sefer tells you what is mutter, it's ka'ara or tamchu yitz klisheni, implying that it is only mutter be klisheni, but iri kli rishon is in fact forbidden. So therefore, Tosfos writes, you cannot prove anything from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah is skipping that mid-stage of irui, and therefore now, what is the status of irui? Is Iri considered to be Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, some independent status? So here Tosfos quotes several possibilities. Tosfos begins, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, citing the sheet of the Rashbam, that Iri is Kli Sheni. That really the diuk of the Reisha is the proper diuk lahalacha. Placing Tavlin in the Kli Rishon is forbidden. Anything short of that, even pouring from the Kli Rishon onto the Tavlin, that itself is mutter. Mechatesi? How do you know that that's true at all? So the Rashbam simply writes, Mihoda Kaimalan Tata Gavar. Based on the concept of Tata Gavar, the Shita of Shmuel. What is that? This is a Sugya in Psachim. Andaf Ayin Heim with Beis. Right, take a look at that Sugya at length. The Gemara says the following, that itmar, cham l'tocham, you have two substances, both of them are heated. Rashi says, for example, you have basar oseach, and now it is being placed into cholov, hot meat into hot milk. So in such a case, if it is the hot item placed into a hot item, divrei hakol aser, certainly that creates a tarubos, a basar b'cholov. A tarubos of hot in hot, that is Bishul Basar B'Cholov. Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. What happens if only one of those items is hot and the other is cold? Either Cham L'Toch Tzonei, or Tzonei L'Toch Cham. What would the halacha be in such a case? Blia requires that there is an intensity of heat. If there are two items, one which is hot, one which is not, is there a possibility of blia or is there not? That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel in terms of that detail. Rav is of the opinion that Eloi Gavar, that the upper one, the top, is what dominates. And Shmuel is of the opinion that's not true, the opposite, Tata Gavar. Rav is of the opinion, Eloi Gavar, meaning the following, that if hot is placed into cold, the upper item, the top item is hot, hot into cold, so therefore the top heats the bottom. And in such a case, that will result in Bliyas Isser. In our case, that's the Tarubos Abasa B'Cholov. If the top heats the bottom, if the top is Machalos Asuros, then we'll build Bliya into the Chaticha Seter. And Shmuel argues Tatogav. Shmuel says that's not true, but in that case where hot goes into cold, hot being the top, the cold being the top is cooled by the bottom, and there is no blia. Chiddush. So Rav says it is the ilah, the upper, chaticha, which will determine whether this is a tarubos of that which is hot or cold. And Shmuel, who we pass like Halach, argues that tatagav, if a hot item is on top, right, so then the top is cooled by the bottom. When you learn these sugyas, again, you have to discuss Shmuel's chiddush, tatagav. Does it mean in mitzias there is no b'liya? Does it mean this is not considered to be derech b'liya, derech bishul? Normally when one cooks, for example, the heat source is at the bottom, you're placing something which is cold into close proximity to that which is hot, that's the normal derech bishul. Here, if the top is that which is hot, then we assume that al-pidin there is no b'liya. That's the chiddush of Shmuel, we assume the halach like Shmuel, that tatagavar. Rashbam writes the following chiddush. No, this is relevant for Irui. What is Irui? Irui means that you are pouring that which is hot onto something which is cold. So Irui means that the top is that which is hot, the bottom is in fact which is cold. Shmuel says tatagavar. That type of transfer, that type of contact, is incapable of any bishul. So that's what the Rashbam writes, that Irui is keklisheni, based on tatagavar. Because Irui, by definition, means that you're pouring up to down, and in such a case, the hot is poured onto that which is cold, so therefore we assume that the bottom will cool the hot, there is no bliya, in such a case, there is no bishul b'shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Rashbam. Again, part of this chiddush of the Rashbam, and take a look in the Ritva in the sugya, is that what is true of Bliya is true of Bishul B'Shamis. Very great chiddush. Shmuel says that Tata Gavar means that it is not Bolea. Is that relevant to Melech Shabbos? Maybe yes, maybe no. But the Rashbam assumes it's fully relevant. There's no raya from Masech Shabbos whether Irui is Mevashel, but there is a raya from the Sugim Sochim Daf Ayin Hei Daf Ayin Vav. That's not referring to Bishul B'Shabbos, that's referring to Bliyas Isser V'Heter. So in such a case, right, why should one distinguish? The Ritva makes the comment, there's a world of difference between them. How can one equate, right, Bliya with Derech Bishul on Shabbos? And therefore, Tata Gavar is not relevant to our issue of whether Iri is or is not Mevasha. But this is the sheet of the Rashbam. Tosus continues and quotes the dissenting view, the Shita Sari, that Irui is Kekli Rishon. Where do you see that Irui is Kekli Rishon? Again, you're not going to find a Gemara Mesach HaShabbos. So you have to come to Shar Dinei HaTorah. So the Ri told, brings a Raya from the Sugyan Zvachim and Daf Tzareihem Beis. The Sugyan Zvachim is discussing a completely separate halacha, what you find in the Parsha Sachatas, in Vayikra Perek Vav, halacha, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Torah tells us, Ukli Cheres, Asher Tevushabo, Yishaver. If you have a Kli Cheres in which Bishul occurred, one is Mevashel the Chatos in that Kli, well, we know that Kli Cheres is Bolea. And therefore, anything that remains, even the tam of that which remains, if nothing is done, will be bali dinosar. So the Torah mandates shvira, yishaver. So the Gemara raised the following issue, the Tanur Rabbanan, ein the other shabishul bo. If the chatas is cooked in that kli cheres, I understand the Torah requires shvira. But what happens if eiro lesocho roschin minayin? What happens if all there was Irui? It's not that the chatas was prepared in that kli, but liquid of the chatas was poured into that kli. Does that require shvira? So the Gemara says, yes, Talmud Lomer, Asher, Tevusha Bo Yishover. The riboy of Tevusha Bo means anything that was subject to Bishul in that kli, whether it was actual Bishul or just simply heating al yadei irui, That requires shvira. So the re-argues that Alma, Iri, Choshev, Mavasha. So Iri, you see, is capable of Vishon. And therefore, again, in Dine Shabbos, Iri is Kekli Rishon. Again, he maintains that assumption of the Rashbam that one can glean from Dine Bliya to Melechet Shabbos. And if, in fact, Shvira is necessary for Klir Cheres, if it was Al Yedei Iri, so therefore, just as that is Boleahu Hadinami, that is considered to be an act of Bishul B'Shabbos. Tosus continues, Adaf Mebeis Mebeis, and writes that this is a machlokis in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Mahu litain tavlin milamata, v'laros aleihen milamala. Is one allowed to have tavlin at the bottom of this kli, and to pour hot liquid directly onto this tavlin? Mamish, exactly the case. Iri kli rishon. Tosa says the name of the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yonah Amar Asur, because Iri is kli rishon. Yerushalmi continues, Chele, what is the raya to the shita of Rabbi Yonah? Min hadav, from our case here of shvira. The fact that the kli cheres is toin shvira, that indicates that this is called bishul, and therefore in dine Shabbos this is called kli rishon. Mefurish Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yonah shita. Tosus continues, no, vidachi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says there's no raya whatsoever. Taman, here in our case, in Zvachim, Kli Cheres Boleya. We're talking about a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres, we know, is easily Boleya. But Tavlin, Eino Mispashel. But how can you equate that with our issue of Tavlin? How can you jump from Blias Kli Cheres to Tavlin in Bishul B'Shabbos? You cannot equate Blias Isser Veheter of Kli Cheres and Bishul B'Shabbos. Tosa says that's exactly the Chibra B'Yose. However, Tosa says the Yerushalmi continues that Heshiv Rabbi Yossi Barnun, no. Minayin Shebekli Nechoshes Kein. How do you know that some form of Hechsher is necessary even when it comes to a Kli Nechoshes? A kli nechoshes, which is not a kli cheres. No, it's a posuk. Tamalomar ve'im ve'kli nechoshes bushala. Even if the bishul occurs in kli nechoshes, some purging of the kli must be done. So Tosus continues quoting the Yerushalmi. This is Akasha. That islam lamenar kli nechoshes balea. Do you say that there's bli in a kli nechoshes just as there's blina kli cheres? You can't dismiss the earlier case saying that kli cheres shani, because the Torah requires purging even when it comes to a kli nechoshes as well. So therefore, iri is considered to be kli rishon. You're right, there's no raya from kli cheres, because kli cheres is easily mavasha. However, there is a raya from the case of kli nechoshes. That's what Tosus quotes the name of the Yerushalmi. That even al yedei iri, Tosus says, im einu mavasho, then lo boleya. So therefore it must be that iri is considered to be kli rishon. So that is the shitas hari, based on the Yerushalmi, that iri is considered to be comparable to kli rishon. So Rashbam kli sheni, the ri kli rishon. Tosus continues and quotes a third shita. Our Tosus, and Daf Mebeis Mebeis, quotes the sheet anonymously. The Tosus in Zvachim, and Daf Tzarihei Mebeis, Duramaschel Eira quotes this, the name of Rabbeinu Tam. That Iri is some intermediate status. Lo havi kukli vishon, but velo kukli sheni. What does that mean? It's mevashel, but it's only mevashel kidei klipa. Again, dealing with machalos asuros. The two possibilities so far we've had is that there is thorough, complete blia, as though the two items were cooked together. The shita sari. The shita of the Rashbam is there is no blia because klisheni. Rabbi Natan writes the following: there is a measure of blia. It's mevashel partially. It's mevashel kedei klipa. So if it's al yedei irui, the top surface of the area in which that liquid came in contact will be subject to blia. But if one will be kolef, if we remove that top surface, the underlying substance is unaffected. That is the shita Tosus writes of Rabbi Natan. That irui is bolea, it's mevashel kedei klipa, but nothing more. Tosus is discussing machalos asuros. And what happens now if you translate into Dinei Shabbos? So you have the shita sari that is kli rishon, you have shita rashbam is kli sheni. World of difference, no? Kli rishon is mevashel, kli sheni is not mevashel. What about your tenu tam? No, it's mevashel kedei klipa. That's a big nafkamina when it comes to blias iser v'heter. No? So how much of the substance now is affected by irui? It's not thoroughly, entirely affected, but only its surface is affected. And what about when you come to Shabbos? So at first glance, one would argue, when it comes to Shabbos, is there any difference between the Ri as opposed to Rabbi Natan? So the Ri says, Kli Sheni is Mavasha. Right? And Rabbi Natan argues, Kli Sheni, that Iri is Mavasha only Kedei Klipa. But they both admit that it's Mavasha. So the Chora, Poshub Shat, one would argue, that although in the realm of Isser Vehetta there's a world, the difference in the Ri and Rabbi Natan, in Hilchos Shabbos perhaps there's no difference, both agree that there is bishul. That detail of the extent of the bishul is not really going to matter when it comes to Dinei Shabbos. Well, maybe one could argue in dealing with whether something is a kagrogres, whether it's pachus mikashir, there'll be enough gamina, subtle difference as to whether the bishul is kadei kulo or whether the bishul is only kadei klipa. But Rabbi Tam will admit that the bishul is considered to be kadei klipa. These are the three shitas that Tosus presents. If you look in Egel Eital and Osel Lamed Aleph, the Egel Eital writes there's a fourth shita. And this fourth shita is that Irui is kekli sheni. This is the shita of Rabbi Yona. Irui is kekli sheni. Isn't that identical with the shita of Rashbam? So Egel Eital points out just the fascinating ha'ara that the Rashbam writes that Irui is kukli sheni because of Tata Gavra. That you don't find in Rabbi Yonah. Tata Gavra means the following, that the reason Irui is kukli sheni is because that hot substance that is being poured is cooled by the bottom. Tata Gavar. Egel Eital writes, Rabbi Yonah does not argue that it is a function of Tata Gavar. But take ev shiyotze mikli rishon ba'od shakiluach be'avir. Then, eino mavashel. Oh, that relates to what we discussed earlier, no? The difference in klirishon and klisheni. What's that driving force, no? The possible nafkamina of davar gush. Is it defanos mechamamos? That's necessary for klirishon? Or is the klisheni that there is something that is cooling it down? Defanos mekaros. What if you have neither defanos mechamamos nor defanos mekaros? What's one possibility, davar gush? What's another possible application? Irui, no? Right? You take your still shot, no? Right now, it's being poured, right? Freeze at that moment, good? It is no longer within the Kli Rishon, But you don't have Defanos Mekaros. Now it is a Kiluach Ba'avir. What status does that have right here and now? See, the Rashbam writes that Irui is Kekli Sheni, meaning what? Because there's an opposing force that is cooling down. What is that opposing force? Hatagovar. Rabbi Yonah writes that no, since it's Yotze Mekli Rishon, already at that point, they're no longer Defanos Mechamamos, therefore, Irui is Kekli Sheni. Even before you get to that later stage of Tata Gavar, that's a very important Kiddush, that the Avir itself, already at that point, either the way I've pitched it because you don't have the Fanos Mechamos, or maybe one could argue the Avir itself is Mekaros, but you don't have to invoke Tata Gavar. What would happen, for example, if you're pouring miroseach leroseach, from piping hot to piping hot? Piping hot to piping hot. No? So I have to discuss this halacha l'maaseh. No? Pouring something from kli A to kli B, both of which are hot. You certainly don't have tatai gavar. There's no cooling. But if, according to Rabbi Yonah, this is what Klei Tal points out, the kiluach bavir itself. So now, by pouring from hot to hot, you've gone from hot to cold to hot. Is that a problem? Is that potentially a bishul issue? Now, this is the fourth shita that the Klei Tal suggests. The shita of the Ri and Rabbi Natam are quite similar. The Ri writes, Klei Rishon. Rabbi Natam writes, it's capable of Bishul, but Kedei Klipa. So in the realm of Isser Het, we mentioned there's a world of difference between them, no? What about in terms of Shabbos? So the Ri will say it's Aser. Tosos will say that it's Aser. Rabbi Natam? My Nafgamina? What Nafgam we suggest in terms of Shiurim? Right? How much was cooked? So according to the Ravi, the Bishul was Kedei Kulo, Mamish Kli Rishon. Another possible nafkamina, a sugi we'll get to later. What happens if bidyeved mevashel b'shabbos? Touched on this before. Right. 3 days in Tanoim, Rav Yochanan Sandler. If something is cooked on Shabbos, is one allowed to benefit from it? Is there a din d'oraisa that ma'aser Shabbos is aser? The possibility within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, or at least according to Rabbi Meir, Knas Rabbanon of Mevashel B'Shabbos. So let's assume Mevashel B'Shabbos is Aser. The Chetz is forbidden for use on Shabbos itself. We'll have to go through the details of Shogeg and Mezid, that person as opposed to Acherim. I mean, another nafkamina between the Ri and the Rashbam, the Ri and Rabbi Natan. No? So, how much of this Chaticha was subject to Bishul B'Shabbos? One nafkamina in terms of Shiurim. Another nafkamina in terms of Bidyeved Bishul B'Shabbos. Let's assume a Bashul B'Shabbos is Aser. So according to the Ri, it means the entire Chaticha is Nesar. Korna bin Yotam, wait a second, the Bishul was only Kedei Klipa. So the only area Kedei Klipa, that's in question. Okay, so there are nafkaminas. Between the Ri and Rabbi Yotam, it's subtle nafkaminas. Shiurim, but it's still Aser. Bidyeved. Is there any real substantive nafkamina between the Shittas and the Shittas Rabbi Natan? So here is a pretty incredible Ha'ara of Mishnah Brura. It's found in Shin Yud Ches, in the Shar HaTzion, in Os Hey. This is also found in the Klei Tal. This is what we'll have to start to discuss. Wait, let's go back to the very first year. Now that's Sugi Menachos and Daf Nun Zayin. That's the Gemara that tells us the Shir of Machal Ben Drusai. How did we get to Machal Ben Drusai? The Gemara quoted a Braisa, no? The Braisa says the following: if something is cooked and hipechbo, if you flipped it around, then you're chayiv. And if you didn't do that, then you're not chayiv. So the Gemara is obviously bothered. If it's cooked, you don't have to flip the steak. So good, if it's cooked, of course you're chayiv yishem mevashem. The only time you're chayiv for Shabbos is if you flip. Gemara says, no, we're talking about Macho ben Drusai. When it comes to Macho ben Drusai, Macho ben Drusai mitzad echad, it's not bishul. Macho ben Drusai, if it's only a superficial bishul, that must be through and through. That must be shnitzad. That's what the Gemara says, Menachos, Afnun Zayin. The difference in Macho ben Drusai and Kol Tzarko is not just simply fully or partially, but there really is a difference. No? That full cooking can even be mitzad echad. Partial cooking has to be mishnei atzadim. That was that sigma nachas, daf, and zayin. The kasha the Mishabur raises, this segle talik length, is if you assume iri is mavasha, another critically important issue, is that comparable to kol tzarko? Or is that comparable to macho ben drusai? A person takes something hot and pours it on something else. That's mamish bishul kol tzarko. So you take piping hot water and you pour it onto a raw piece of meat. Now it's nizbashal kol tzarko. Perhaps the most you can argue is this is a measure of bishul. A measure of bishul. Comparable kamacha ben drusai. This is not bishul kol tzarko. If that's true, the further chiddush. But if it's kemacho ben drusai, it requires bishul mishtei tzadim, through and through. If that's true, one could suggest a pretty incredible possibility. No, that now the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam are exceedingly relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. If you assume that it's dino kekli bishul, that this is bishul. This is bishul through and through al yedei iroi. Then it's chayiv on Shabbos. But if you assume like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that when it comes to blias iser veheter, iroi is only kedei klipa. Well, if you assume that iroi is not bishul kol tzarko, very mistaber, it's a degree of bishul comparable to macho ben drusai, and it's only kedei klipa. What's the halacha of macho ben drusai kedei klipa? Shouldn't that be comparable to the Gemara says in Daf Nun Zayin Menachos that macho ben drusai mitzar echad is mutter min haTorah? The possibility that Rabbeinu Tam Shita of kedei klipa is when it comes to blias iser veheter, but that is not called bishul b'shabbes. Irui kedei klipa is not mavashal b'shabbes, no different than macho ben drusai mitzar echad. That's the hara that the Bir Halacha raises. Just raise it as a hara. This is what Degli Tal discusses at length. Maybe it would depend on the substance. If you're being ma'are onto a thick steak, then that's not going to be any better than macho ben drusai mitzar echad. If you're going to be ma'are on very thin tea leaves, maybe then in fact you could argue that the bishul, which Rabbeinu Tam writes is kedei klipa, that's very significant when it comes to a very, very sliver, a tiny, thin substance. Maybe then you can call it bishul b'shabbes. That's the possibility Tal suggests, that maybe that should all depend. What would lacha be of iri on Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam? Is it a nisa daraisa? Is it only nisa drabanan? Or maybe sometimes it's even mutar l'chatchila. Because the most you're dealing with is bishul, which is kedei klipa. So take a look at these pieces. Right? Take a look at the Shaar Tzion, take a look at the Gleital, take a look at the Chedushei HaRitva, right, and the Sugya and Shabbos, and Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, where the Ritva questions the whole assumption this Tosus. The whole assumption that Tosus is there are no rayas from Shabbos, but let's glean from Shari Surim. Can you bring rayas from Glias Isser Vheter to the concept of Bishul B'Shabbos and Malachis Machshavos? We'll have to pick up okay with these issues.